Now, Boxy, throughout life, you fall in love, you fall out of love, and you fall back in love. And I've got a friend who's best friends with Alex, who's out of love, just turned the ripe old age of 50, and she's single, and she wants to meet someone. So I went down to my local butcher, and he's single. You know, they've both got kids, and he was like, "What are you doing tonight?" And I said, "I'm going to a 50th. And he goes, "Oh, who's 50th? I said, "Oh, one of Alex's best friends." He goes, "She's single?" I go, "Yeah." She goes, "Oh, what's she like?" And I go, "Mate, I've actually got a photo because Alex has just done her makeup because we're going out tonight, but I've come down to get some food for the kids." And I showed him, and he's like, "Whoa, she's hot, smoking, mate." And I go, "Mate, I'll hook you up."
Hang on, you're in the
I'm in the butcher.
I'm buying
the roast.
And then suddenly you want to hook your butcher up.
Well, he's a great man. I get along with him.
Does Alex's friend have a photo of him?
No.
Very different. Hey, babe, I've hooked you up with someone. Who is it? He yells the prices of various meats out the front of a store.
$9.99 No, but I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have mentioned it to him. He's a good-looking rooster for 50. Hello. Keeps himself in good nick.
There are hot butchers everywhere.
He's got nice olive skin. Thought, mate, this is perfect. So I get home. I'm like, Shazza, the butcher. I reckon he wants to date you. He says you're hot. She's like, "No, he does not." I'm going, "Mate, he does." Bang. 2 weeks go. I go down to the butcher and I go, "Hey, mate, I reckon she said she'll go out on a date."
2 weeks later.
And I go, "She just wants your number."
Yeah.
And I go, he goes, "Ah, you're having me on, mate. You're having me on. Good gag." I said, "No, seriously. She wants your number." So he writes down his number on a little piece of, like a little piece of paper. No, it was like one of those little notepad thingies.
Yeah.
I take it back. A week goes by. I go, "Did you message him?" And she goes, "No, I haven't messaged him." I said, "Mate, message him because I can't go back there because he thinks that I'm stitching him up. Message him." Anyway, last week, they went out on a date.
Oh,
wow.
And have you heard how it went?
Well, I don't know if it went well, but it went okay. But she stayed at our house because she's from Queensland and she lives out in the farm. When she's here, she's got a place out in the farm. And she's like, we said, "If you're home before 9:30, don't come home. Like, we're not going to open the door. Stay out. Have a drink," because they went out at like 7.
Yeah.
Anyway, she walked in about 10:30 and I could hear her and Alex talking and I'm like trying to listen in.
Well, you're the matchmaker. She should be telling you everything.
It's a girly chat and I think it went well and I'm like, "What happened?" And they didn't really tell me too much, but I'm too scared to go back to my butcher because I don't know how it went. And I don't know whether to go back there and say, "Hey, mate," he's like, "Oh, it was a disaster," or "She's hot, but she hasn't messaged me." I don't know too much about Shazza. I don't know what to do, Boxy.
That is the problem. I mean, I don't know, and Nick, what you think about this, but I think you've made a big error. You know they say don't, saying about don't do your business where you work?
Yeah.
Like that, the idea is don't hook up with people at work. I don't think you should hook up people. Like, your problem is, if that goes pear-shaped,
don't eat where you sleep.
You can't go back to your butcher.
Is that it? No.
Like, you shouldn't hook up people. If you're going to be the matchmaker, matchmake strangers, because now, if that goes, if Shazza, for instance, breaks your butcher's heart, he's never going to want to see you again, Fev. Like,
can
I
you text him about the date?
I don't know. I should grab his
Just
number.
Text him, pork, ?
Well, I should...
it's just asking him about what's at the shop.
Now you're in a position where every time you go to your butcher, you're going to be nervous going, "Oh gosh, what if she's,
But the problem is I love Shazza. I don't really know the butcher, but I love food, so I might sack Shazza.
As a friend.
Stick with the butcher.
And stick with the butcher.
131060, I would be interested to hear this though.
I love the butcher.
Because I don't think you should set up people like that, for instance, business people around you, like your butcher, your hairdresser, somebody you see constantly.
I should have just stayed
work.
Out of it.
131060, have you match made people and it's backfired? Like, I love that because I was very good for, I remember years ago, I went to Bangladesh for World Vision, an amazing charity. Just visit my, I was going to say foster child, but that's not the right term, sponsor child.
Sponsor kid,
In Bangladesh. And the lady I went to with World Vision, we got along so well and she kept saying, "I'm going to set you up with my brother. You and my brother would be amazing, perfect." And she and I became great mates, you know, traveling, Bangladesh for a month together. And then we came back and I went on a date with her brother and it went so badly. Oh, no. I've never heard from her again.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Great, Chrissy. Has matchmaking backfired? Have you set up the wrong people?
It could have backfired, but I drive a coffee van, and I decided to matchmake two of my customers that work at different workplaces. And we went out for dinner one night, and they kind of spoke throughout the night, but didn't really get on really well. Mm. So when I was at work the next couple of days, I just left it. I didn't mention it. No one mentioned it. They never went out again. They never saw each other again. I could have lost two customers, but the fact that I didn't mention it, they didn't mention it, and we just let it slide.
So, Chris, it never happened. Chrissy, you went out on the date with them?
Well, it was kind of a group thing, so yeah, I went too.
That is lucky.
So, Chrissy, your advice to me would be just go back to the butcher that I haven't been to for 2 weeks and just not mention it. Go ahead, just hey, mate.
Don't mention it. Leave it up to him to mention.
You kept those two customers.
Just cruise through. You'll be fine, Seb.
Chrissy,
just let it go.
Even if it had gone south, that's the best part about just a business out of a van. Just drive away. Go to new spots.
So the butcher is next door to
baker and a candlestick maker.
Hey! Oh,
no. Boxy's already used that gag.
Off air, though.
No. I wasn't in here. No, I was listening in. I go, write that down. That was a ripper.
Now, I've just literally had a message from Vinny, who is down at the Hampton Market there, the fruit and veg, that I quite often visit.
Vinny single?
Vinny's got a girl. And so they face each other. So they can, and they've got the fox going all the time. So they listen in. And I forgot that they do listen into the show. And he's just said, it's Vinny from the Hampton Market. You've absolutely rattled Mick. He's gone bright red. Everyone's laughing at him. Yeah. Now, is it fair to say that it's not safe to go back there? Or?
Yeah. To the guy that owns all the big knives that you've upset. No, I'd stay away. Honestly.
Sorry, Mick. Let us know how your date went.
Great news, though. No, seriously. If that didn't work out with Shazza, and Mick is this great catch.
Yeah, he's a great catch.
I mean, you've got single women of Melbourne might want to be hooked up with Mick.
Yeah, Mick.
We can sort Mick. If that's not happening, yeah.
Can we
set Mick up?
Can we get Mick the Butcher?
Maybe you can ring him.
Like a Tinder profile, but he yells all of his hobbies like a butcher. Yeah. Long walks on
Mate,
the beach.
It's not the market. It's a proper butcher. They don't yell out. The butchers don't yell out. It's the market, mate.